Now, the GAA in the next couple of weeks will be announcing the new broadcasting deals, the jewel and the crown really of the organisation in terms of income coming in for who will be broadcasting their games, both league and championship, for the next 5 years. Yesterday, Sky Sports announced their 9-year broadcast deal with the GAA has come to an end following negotiations that have been taking place over the last year for a new media rights deal that will run for the further 5 years. Sky and GAA have terminated a partnership by mutual agreement. What does this mean? Where does it mean you'll be watching your GAA from next season on? With me, the line to talk about this is sports editor with the Irish Examiner, Tony Lean. And Tony, when this first came out, lots of our listeners were very upset. They were unhappy that games were behind a paywall. Is that all going to come to an end now, do you think?
Well, we'll know, I'd say, sooner rather than later, Gerry. You were saying in the next couple of weeks, I'd imagine, to be honest with you, it's a lot more imminent than that.
Okay.
You know, from what I'm hearing, it might even be as early as today, or certainly this week. Well, I say that for two reasons. Obviously, I've been talking to a few people in the last 24 hours, but the fact that Sky put out the statement yesterday would strike me that, you know,
they knew something was coming.
Yeah, I think so at this stage. I think the things to look out for, sorry, on your first point, you are correct. I mean, there's a slightly duplicitous kind of narrative going on here, Gerry, as you know. You've given one side of it, which is everybody kind of giving out about, you know, the fact that GAA games were behind a paywall and that, you know, you had to be a subscriber and all this kind of stuff. And then there's another side basically saying, well, we can't have RT having a monopoly and it's a bad thing. And, you know, Sean Kelly was saying it in our own paper this morning, you know, we need other competitors in the marketplace to keep RT honest. I mean, I think that's slightly unfair on RT, in fairness. You know, you can quibble what you want with RT, but I mean, RT are the mainstay in terms of this country, in terms of network television, in terms of the GAA. So, I mean, they're not going anywhere. Yeah. I think the key question really with the rights will be, with Sky out of the picture, have we now moved back into an era of free-to-air GAA coverage? It would seem that we have, realistically, because if you look at it, there are basically four players left in the market. There's RTE, there's TG Cahir, there's Virgin Media, and there's BBC Northern Ireland. And the BBC Northern Ireland one, for me, is the one to keep an eye on. I think that's going to be very interesting because you've probably read yourself, Gerry, over whether it be from GAA County Board in Ulster or from Sinn Féin or or any of those nationalist politicians in the north. BBC have been under massive pressure in terms of, you know, the coverage of the GAA and whether there should be more coverage of the GAA, whether the BBC's coverage of the GAA should be outside the Ulster Championship. So they're one of four key players now left in the marketplace. So it's not, we haven't moved into a monopoly phase all of a sudden now for RTE. I mean, TG Cahir obviously will continue. I'm pretty confident when I say that I think that the BBC will step up. So in that sense, you are going to have at least three players still covering GAA. Now, I mean, Sky, again, I was talking to a few people last night, and depending on who you're talking to, there's a lot of spin going on here, Gerry, as well, you've got to remember. Yeah. When somebody is leaving the marketplace, you know, everybody has a different interpretation of the reason they're leaving the marketplace. Ultimately, the one safe thing you can always assume is that it does come down to money at the end of the day. I mean, you know, Sky are a business. If you listen to one thread of thought, it's that they feel they weren't getting bang for their buck in the GAA and they're going to put all the resources behind the women's Irish soccer team. The other narrative you hear, which is, I do feel, in fairness, you know, having seen and read about some of the figures, the championship just wasn't working for Sky, especially the latter stages of the championship. They had a deal that included semi-finals, All-Ireland semi-finals and All-Ireland finals. And certainly from pretty reliable sources that would give me these figures on those big days, you know, I mean, they would be absolutely minuscule
compared to
RTE. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 700,000-800,000 for RTE on these All-Ireland finals, depending what way you want to slice and dice the figures. I mean, Sky could be like 10,000. You're talking about that. And when you're investing that level of money, Gerry, in a product, and when I'm talking about that level of money, let's not kid ourselves here. You're talking about seven figures plus here that Sky are putting in for these deals. If you're getting, you know, that small return for the key phases of your investment, then you obviously have to look at it. And you might have seen, even in some of the stories that are around today, there was talk of that they're maybe moving more towards looking for more National League games. I interpret that, and I could be wrong, I interpret that as saying, well, you know what, the All-Ireland semi-finals and finals isn't working for us. Maybe we need to move our money elsewhere in the GAA to get more bang for our buck. So when Sky came out with a statement yesterday saying, look, that, you know, there was a willingness on both parties to continue this deal, that is probably true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of layers below that statement. So
yeah.
I think the bottom line ultimately is Sky are now out of the marketplace. And so there may be some kind of an online part of the package, which obviously...
Would there be GAA Go, Tony? Will the GAA look to make its own money, do its own broadcasting? Or I know it was floated as well that Amazon Prime on some level might be part of it.
I would be surprised, Gerry. I think you're right. I would be surprised if there isn't some digital online element to the new package, because, as I said, the four big beasts, if you want to call them that, left in the TG Car and RTE and Virgin and the BBC. My information is that I don't think Virgin are going there at the moment, so that really leaves the other three. So I think you're right. I think I would be amazed in this day and age, and given that, you know, our media, whether it's a Radio Kerry, The Examiner, Sky, RT, we're all moving more and more towards a digital platform, I would be amazed if there wasn't some online package when this whole new rights deal is announced.
Okay, well, look, it's going to happen very shortly, in the next day or so, perhaps, maybe, and we'll see what happens from that. Tony, interesting as always to look at that, and thanks for going through it for us this morning.
Pleasure, Jerry.
Tony Lean there, a sports editor at the Irish Examiner, in relation to that. What's your view on it? Good thing? Are you worried about the loss of income for the GAA from it? Around €10 million a year it's worth every year through the lifetime of the deal. It's a lot of money and it has to be found from somewhere else now.